From beautiful Orlando, Florida, it's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2019, brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
ATI 2019 in Orlando in the Humanware suite. There are a couple of great new products here. We're actually going to record a couple Humanware podcasts. This one about a new Braille Note. Yes, a new Braille Note. Andrew Flatters, Braille Product Manager, is here with Humanware to tell us all about it. Welcome back, Andrew.
Well, thank you for inviting me, J.J. So, the Braille Note Touch Plus. Braille Note Touch Plus, launching on the 1st of February and shipping on the 14th of February. So, we're really excited to tell you that we are now got an even faster processor, an even faster note taker. So, the Braille Note Touch Plus is now the most powerful and fastest note taker in the assistive technology industry. And let me tell you a bit, what the goal was with our products.
Okay.
So there's a lot of going back from the first touch, we looked at the base of the platform Android was on KitKat, and we really wanted to look and make a more powerful device. Obviously, trying to compete to mainstream technology is very difficult, especially in the assistive technology world.
Yeah.
So what we have managed to do is secure a really good fast processor chip from Qualcomm. It's a Snapdragon 820. It has 4 gigabytes of RAM, and this now allows us to compete to mainstream devices. And what that means is we can now follow mainstream release cycles. So when Google bring out the new version of Android, we can then follow 6 or 7 months down the line and upgrade to the next version of Android.
So yes, looking at the shell of anyone who might be curious, it feels like the other Braille Note Touch, but as you're telling me, the internals have changed quite a bit.
Yeah, correct. So physically, the size, weight, and layout of the Braille Note Touch Plus has no significant differences, other than the functionality differences. So certain buttons are slightly different because of the Oreo platform. But what we have done, the major difference is what's enclosed under the hood, the hardware that's being used inside. So as I said, that Snapdragon 820 was the same processor that was used in the Galaxy S7 mobiles. It's a really good, powerful note processor.
The Galaxy S7, Samsung came out a couple years ago. They're up to the S9. But, I guess, it still doesn't really matter. You are on Android 8.1,
yes,
which is several versions newer.
Correct, yes. So,
of course, someone's going to jump on and say, why not Android 9?
Well, this is the thing. Because so basically, within the assistive technology industry, we also have to follow and try to keep up.
Right.
So obviously, Pi 9 was released four or so months
yeah.
ago. So what tends to happen is the Samsung manufacturers, they will then upgrade 6 or so months down the line. And just to give you some statistics, there's about 7.5% of mainstream tablets and devices that are on Oreo 8.1. So it really tells you which, where we fit in and compete against the
mainstream. Get near the tab, for sure.
Yeah.
USB-C as well?
Yes, we've changed to USB-C. I think this is really important. So the previous Braille Note Touch was micro USB. So this now allows you to, it doesn't matter which way you put that cable, it will always go in.
And that's the same port that a lot of Macs and a lot of some other phones are using as well. So it's a very modern port.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Is there still a memory card slot or other ports on there as well? Or?
So we've gone away with the removable SD card storage. The Braille Note Touch 1 had an SD card storage underneath the battery. So we've removed that and we've now gone to mounted storage. So we have 64 gigabytes of internal storage. We've also upgraded the Wi-Fi capabilities. So we're now supporting 5 gigahertz as well as the 2.4 gigahertz.
Is that N or AC or?
It is both.
Okay.
So then we also have some other changes. We had a camera. So the camera's changed to a 21 megapixel as opposed to a 13 megapixel camera. And then, of course, we do have a lot of benefits that come our way being on the Oreo platform and, of course, being upgraded on the TalkBack version as well.
You mentioned the removable SD. That's a little curious to me because I know one of the features of the other one was people, if had a repair issue, they could pull the card out, put it in a different unit. Is there an alternative solution for that now? Or?
So at the moment, what a user would need to do is they can back up their storage, but it will only back up the applications. If you do need to back up the individual files, they, of course, would need to be copied individually and put into an external SD card or USB. But nevertheless, we'll certainly be looking at a backup utility program in the near future.
Okay. So you're running a newer version of Keysoft, like you mentioned, Android 8.1. What kind of freedom does that give you as far as more modern apps and things like that?
Yeah, so apart from the access to more and more apps, we have now removed KeyWeb, which was the browser that we were using on the First Touch, and we've gone with Chrome, the number one browser. We've really optimized Chrome for a better and enhanced experience of navigating. And what we've done now is we're now, what I'd like to say, is using transferable skills. So anyone that knows how to navigate on like screen readers like JAWS and NVDA can also know how to navigate on Chrome on the Brownet Touch. So we can navigate by links by pressing the letter L, headings by the letter H. So it's a better experience navigating within Chrome.
Which makes sense. Again, the limitation, Chrome and Android 4.4, well, I'm an Android user, it wasn't that good. So
it just wasn't accessible. Chrome was not, because we were using Firefox on the previous note taker. We was using Firefox, so Chrome just wasn't optimized.
About the previous Touch, since what has it been out for 3-4 years now? What are those users? Are there still going to be upgrades for that?
Yes, so there will be an upgrade path. And so just to give you an example, we've really gone above and beyond doing a boost up program. We did something similar with one of our previous note takers, the Apex and the Empowers, if you remember that.
Of course.
So what we can now do is anyone that's purchased a device, Touch One, in January, we're giving them now up until the 1st of April to decide whether they want to upgrade by the extra by paying an extra $200. We then also have the options of those that purchased from November last year, and so November and December, they can actually upgrade to the Touch Plus, again, expiry date's 1st of April, by paying $645. So it's half price of a full transplant, which is $1,295.
Okay, so even if for someone who bought it 3 or 4 years ago, $1,295 is a lot cheaper upgrade than sometimes you say you might only get $500 off.
So yes, it is. Yeah, instead of having to pay for a brand new unit, you know, it offers a lot of great value there.
Will that transplant, will that move your existing Braille cells over with it, or will it be a completely new refreshed unit?
So it will completely, yeah, you'll have the same Braille cells. So what we'll do is literally take out the main components, the main board, and put the new board in with that new powerful processor in.
Okay, what's the battery life on this one?
So battery life is between 10 and 12 hours. Because of ROI, again, we benefit from a better power management. So you should get a full day use out of your tablet.
Have you tried the improved camera? I mean, I know megapixels is one mark. You know, looking using it with either, you know, KNFB reader or other reading apps or things like that, and see how it's working.
Definitely. So with the Brownite Touch Plus, we still continue to use KNFB reader. So again, it's optimized for the Brownite Touch,
which
Plus.
Is included, right?
It is included, and the OCR quality is so much better with that 21 megapixel camera.
Very cool. And the price of the new unit?
So the price of the unit has gone up slightly. You know, it's $5,695. But talking about some of the other cool enhancements introduced, we've also got a new reading application. Those you may have heard, an application called Easy Reader.
Dolphin.
Correct, yeah. So we've partnered with Dolphin, and we've now called our version the Easy Reader Plus. And it's now been optimized for the Brownite Touch. So those that are Braille users and want to be able to navigate around using shortcut keys, they can do. So we've really, really done a good job on the Easy Reader Plus.
So that allows you to do text and audio, or just text, or
both? Downloading, so you can. So not Bard. Bard is, I mean, you can.
They're on their own app. Okay.
Yeah, but with Easy Reader Plus, you can download books from likes of Bookshare, RNIB Bookshare. There's about over 15 online libraries. Which is really cool, and it's really promoting that instant accessibility and downloading resources that you may need for education or maybe even for pleasure.
And to clarify, BARD is still available. You just have to get the NLS app because you're running on Android.
It is, and it's a lot better. It's a lot more accessible being on the later platform as well.
Any other new features or enhancements that we should cover?
So we now have the ability to screen mirror. So in the school situation, we can now mirror the screen to tablets, iPhones. That can be quite useful, especially if you don't want to keep on having to flip up the keyboard and use the onboard touch screen.
Is that an HDMI port or...?
We still have the HDMI port, which also now supports audio. So if you are doing any presentations, not only does the video come through, the audio will do as well. We have Google Assistant, the forever sort of upcoming technology that everyone tends to use now, you know, that Hey Google, which will allow you to, I've just let my phone off there.
We'll and half our listeners.
Yeah. So now we'll be able to use that feature to open applications or do certain tasks.
Well, and again, you get a lot of that with the newer version of Android. Do you have a shortcut key for that?
So that's the home button at the very front. It's a round circle button. So if you press and hold that will allow you to set up the Google Assistant.
Makes sense, just like on an Android phone.
Yep, and then afterwards, you then be able to use it without pressing any function, any buttons at all.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff comes. So Android 8.1 Oreo, and as you said, you're going to be able to upgrade Android on this one?
Yes, we will. We'll be following, as I said, the mainstream release cycle. So at some point, we will look at going to the Pi version and so on. But also another thing to mention, we have improved the printing capabilities, so it's a lot more easier to print. So with, again, being on that Oreo platform, it allows us to search for printers that are on your network without having to install third-party applications.
So that's mostly wireless printing through...
Yes, it is, yeah.
Network printing, very cool.
And then from visual perspective... teachers, sighted teachers, friends, we have put a splash of colour into the screen. So the previous Brownout Touch was like an MS-DOS version. It was sort of, there was no colour, it was just structured like MS-DOS. So we've just put a bit of splash of paint. We're now bringing the application logos to the screen, so it looks a lot more modern.
As far as word processing, things like that, do people go more towards your apps or are you using Google Docs or what's the best way to go?
It's a bit of a mix. So Keyword is designed with Keysoft and is a really easy, intuitive word processor app that we create. But then we also have the option to install Google Docs or even Microsoft Word or any other third-party app that has a word processor. And you can do mix and match. So it's a lot more accessible, though, in Keyword than what it is in the Google Drive. So shortcut keys to insert bullet points, numbering, underline, that kind of things.
Have you tried any of the assistance apps, Be My Eyes, things like that, to see how they work on here?
I haven't tried that myself, no. But I can't see a reason why it wouldn't work.
Sure. I mean, obviously the... It's a little heavier than a phone, but still, I mean, for desktop-type chores, reading mail, things like that.
It's ideal. If you take it out of the case, you can just pure touch user. We have various different cases that you can use. So we have the traditional smart case, which has the Perkins keyboard, or you can remove it and have a leather case if you're a touchscreen user.
Is there going to be an 18-cell version of this one? Or?
There is. So we can still continue in selling the 32-cell and an 18-cell.
Of the both. And of course, the new model, the Plus, is the only one that will be available going forward.
Correct. So from February the 1st, anyone that places an order on the Touch, it will be the new Touch Plus.
And what's the price for the 18?
Price for the 18 is, good question, I think it's $4,195. So again, a slight
increase.
Same
thing, yep, $200 up.
Yes.
Awesome. If people want to get more information, I'm sure there's more questions to be asked. What's the best way to contact you guys?
So a couple of ways you can go to is www.humanware.com, or you can contact the US office on 1-800-722-3393.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content.
This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.